The study was commissioned by the Wisconsin Towns Association and Wisconsin Farmers Union to give local officials a fuller picture of the pros and cons of frac sand mining. It was written by Dr. Tom Power, a consultant and emeritus economics professor with the University of Montana. He says previous economic impact analyses on frac sand mining have only focused on benefits like jobs and tax revenues.
This was laying out from a conceptual point of view based on the history of mining in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the United States, what some of the likely costs are and how significant they are.
Power's study points to former mining towns like Hurley, Ladysmith, and Black River Falls, which have struggled with high unemployment and poverty after mine closures. He says there's no reason to believe that frac sand mining towns will be spared the same fate.
I mean, we've seen these problems in the past, and to just say this time will be different is not an argument.
But Eau Claire attorney John Bailing, who represents the frac sand industry, says these mines bring a lot of dollars to local economies.
Even if they only last 30 years, those are 30 years of great jobs and great benefits that, when you look at compared to unemployment, 30 years of jobs is better than zero.
The economic study includes more than a dozen questions local officials should ask themselves, ranging from pay levels associated with mines to long-term stability of production and what negative impacts there may be on other industries like tourism. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.